Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Adele Justice from the Aspect Foundation. We're going to be talking about the exchange program that the Aspect Foundation has, because I know a lot of deadlines are coming out. So we're just trying to get the word out there of how you can potentially change not only your life, but a student's life as well. So Adele, thank you for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thank you. I love talking about my exchange students.
So starting things off, Let's just talk about how is the best way to get involved with the Aspect Foundation.
All right. Probably the best way is to contact someone with our website, aspectfoundation.org. If you go to that link, they can connect you with the people that's in your area, which in Carbon and Emery County would be myself. Also, my phone number, you can call me or email me. Check out Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook and find information about how to contact us there as well.
Now, let's kind of talk about some of the details of these programs. So what you take in a student, you host them for the school year. Now, what do these host families need to provide for these students?
So our host families are volunteers, and they provide three meals. That doesn't mean they have to cook in the kitchen three times a day. That means they just have to have something that the student can make for their breakfast, something they can make for lunch, even a sack lunch for school is fine. And then dinner. Some families have dinner altogether, and some families are a little more flexible. So just as long as they're providing food for the students to eat. The student needs to have its own bedroom, or it can share a bedroom with a host sibling that's within a few years of its age. But the requirements for a bedroom is they need to have a permanent bed, no blow-up mattresses or cots or anything like that. And they need to have a place to study and do their homework, which can also be their bedroom. They need to be able to just provide a loving, friendly, fun environment for the student. Our families can be busy. They can be boring. It doesn't matter. And they can be single adults who are 25 years old. They can be married couples with children, or they can be empty nesters. They can be same-sex couples. So really, just whatever is your definition of a family kind of works for us, as long as they're 25 years old and can pass that background check.
Hey, and there you go. It's a great way to help impact someone, as well as giving yourself a very positive experience. So it's something that if you're interested in, you should definitely kind of pursue, because let's kind of talk about the positive impacts of this experience that you've been able to see in your time as a coordinator with the Aspect Foundation.
Absolutely. I think we could be here all day talking about the benefits of the program, honestly. I myself have hosted 13 students over the last 8 years. And I'm telling you from personal experience, my family has gained a lot. No greater way to teach your kids about inclusion, about peace, about other cultures and acceptance. And these kids stay part of your lives. I still am in contact with all 13 of my kids, and they call me mom. And we have an awesome relationship. It's just great. Our scholarship students are fantastic. And just a little bit about them. Their program is sponsored by the United States State Department. There are about 30,000 kids or more that apply every single year, and only about 2,000 get selected to come to the United States. It's highly competitive, and these are kids that come from Central Asia, some from Eastern Europe. And some kids honestly don't have the benefits that we have here in America. Some do, but some don't. And so it's just an awesome way to teach your kids about other cultures and other ways of life.
Yeah, and it's an incredible experience for these kids. And like you were mentioning, only a few amount get selected for this scholarship program. So you're taking in someone who is really dedicated to wanting to come here and get the experiences of the American life. So it's someone who wants to be here.
Right. And part of that program also is the FLEX program is Future Leaders Exchange. The FLEX kids come from areas like Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Romania, Ukraine, Georgia, and they learn about government while they're here, and they learn how to become future leaders in their home countries when they return. YES program was developed in about 2003, right after 9/11, and its primary focus is to teach Americans and Muslims to live peacefully together. So a lot of our students are Muslims, and those are fantastic experiences for our host families as well. For instance, last year here in Carbon County, we did have a student come from Palestine, and the war broke out. And I can say that that was such a positive experience for that student to be in Carbon County when that happened, because he had such a supportive host family and community and school, and his eyes were open to a whole new world. This year on the list, we have a boy from Israel who is the other side of that conflict, and I'm hoping to get him here in Carbon County as well.
Now, let's kind of talk about it, because we were talking a little bit beforehand. There are some deadlines that are coming up for some of these scholarship students. So how quickly should people be reaching out in order to help host these students?
Right now, today. So this interview will air on Monday, and some of our kids have a deadline of Monday. Some of the kids, if they don't meet that deadline Monday, they can defer a little bit, but means they would come in September instead of coming for that first part of school. So they would miss the first few weeks of school, but they can still come. And that was the case with our boy from Palestine last year. So it's still important that these kids find families and find homes. This is their only chance of coming. So if they don't get families this year, then they probably won't get to come another year because of the scholarship and the way that is based. Some of our other students that are coming from countries like France and Italy and Spain, their deadlines are a little more lenient. But again, everybody really needs to be placed before the end of August, and that is after school starts. But those deadlines have to be met. There's still several openings here in Carbon County, one in Emory County, and actually I do have a few in Springville and one out in Duchesne. So if you know people in that area, you can certainly refer them to us. Aspect has a great referral program going right now. So if you can't host and you just think this is a great program and want to help us out anyway, you can contact me with a referral of somebody. And if that family chooses to host a student, then we would send you $500 for that referral. So there's a way you can be involved, even if you don't have room for a student or just maybe this isn't the right time. There's still ways that you can be involved and help support our program by getting the word out.
And just, it's such a great opportunity for everyone involved to help take in these students. And like you said, the clock is ticking. So if you want or are interested at all in hosting one of these students, contact the Aspect Foundation and Adele right away. Now, Adele, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I think this program is a great way to promote global peace, and we all want peace in our country, in our world, in our own families, and this is absolutely a great way to do it. Let me just end with my phone number, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
435-749-1813.
Well, Adele, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk about this incredible program. Again, that was Adele Justice. We were talking about the Aspect Foundation's Cultural Exchange Program, something you're going to want to get involved with as soon as possible. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.